Hello fellow crushers, welcome to a new episode of Google My Business News. We have a couple of exciting items for you, so let's start. The first point we're going to talk about is the new call to action test from Google My Business for the hotels and hospitality niches. So now they're focusing on, for example, vacation rentals that are now also available for your dates. So once you click on view all, you will be redirected to the Google Travel page appearing on Google Maps. This new interlinking test seems to be following the new featured snippet update, which means that when clicked, it will be redirected to search to a new set of search results at Google. So how does that look? Here you see clearly the available rates, and once you click on view all, then on the right side you can see all the available venues and the prices of that. The next part we're going to talk about is local justifications. So what is local justification? It's an extra snippet of text Google can display business listings in, the local packs, local finders, and it will signal to the searchers that the feature of business specifically meets their perceived intent. So on the part on the right, here we search for Michelin tires near me. And here on the bottom part you see, for example, Pep Boys, they're also offering the tires, NTB National Tire and Battery, and also Hometown Auto Repair Tire Woodbridge. The next part we want to talk about is Google My Business Sentiment Analysis. The power of Google search engine comes from its ability to work out the meaning behind phrases and words, and of course this also extends into review content too. So when reviews are processed by Google, as everybody knows, any keywords will be discovered. But what about their tone? Sentiment enables Google to glean in new insights about your product or services, which in turn can help better understand customer experience and prioritize action more precisely, also known as your click-through rate. Google is hoping that this new data will help them return the best of class practitioners and not just the prominent ones. From our readings, the current analysis goes through these five elements. So the average review rating attached to a certain keyword, number of reviews where a set of keyword appears in, the total mentions of those keywords across the whole listing, the overall sentiment score, and how relevant a keyword is attached to the overall brand score. So in our opinion, Google will continue to expand its sentiment analysis and collecting data from a variety of angles and sources. The next part we want to talk about is, what is your business known for? Maybe you've seen before, maybe not, but nowadays Google My Business is launching certain emojis or icons from what your business is known for. We will show you an example very soon. This new highlight section turns out popular terms used by customers in your reviews into emojis or icons. So by pulling the sentiment from reviews, Google shares how customers feel about your business. So for example, is it cozy, quiet, relaxing? So some of the highlights are being pulled out from third-party sources, for magazines for example, and from the sentiment of the clients regarding the size and taste of the dishes, the prices, the insights from the menu, and a lot of other different options. We cannot call them all, of course. So on this list section, under the overview section, GMB is additionally pulling out popular web pages related to your main search. So in our example, a vegan restaurant in New York, Google My Business showed up 8 articles serving content such as our favorite vegetarian places in New York, and so on. All this coverage is attached to the Google My Business listing, which means that you can stay engaged with consistent experience throughout. So how does it look? Here on the left side, you see the icons. So here we have on critics list, small plates, so they don't really serve a lot of food. They have great desserts and so on and so on. So if you own a restaurant and you want to compare yourself with your competition, here you can find their weak points or see your own weak points and improve on that. So if you see that you are providing small plates, so maybe you can enhance your plates a little bit more by adding a little bit more food. And also the other way around, if your competition has something like a bad dessert and you have a great dessert, you know you're doing well. The next part we want to talk about is the Let Google Help Your Business section. So This new update of the internal Google My Business dashboard are now including a booking tracking feature. Google wants to make sure that your business is aware and accept customers who may call you at any time. So the part concerning accepting automated calls to keep details on activity always updated also seems linked to accepting calls from Google itself in order for verification purposes. So as we just talked about here, you can see, for example, the accept automated calls to help your business keep their details up to date, and also accept calls to help you manage the requests. And here on the right side, you can see the new bookings tab, and here you can see all your statistics about all your bookings, and you can of course set the date to filter out the results for certain times. The next part is we want to talk about the call history tab that has just been rolled out. So the new call history tab has just rolled out and giving you access to your past and recent calls. Google has rolled out a new call history data tab that shows you the number of phone calls your business received each day. This will make it easier to see how many people are calling and if they are just ringing off or someone is actually picking up. And also if you don't remember a certain call or client says, hey, I called you but you never received a call, now you can just check it up in your dashboard. So how can you start with it? So if you go to your Google My Business dashboard, and you go to home, scroll down, and if you see the option available for preview your call history. Next part is a Google My Business performance report called Be Getting a Facelift. Google said it will be adding driving directions and website visits to the newish performance report. Direction requests may show fewer because of efforts like multi-tapping, direction request cancellation, and spam. So what this means is that the system will be much better in detecting multi-tapping, direction request cancellations, and other spam, and will filter out this in the report and make the performance report much better and more accurate. The next part we're going to talk about is Google is testing displaying services in the local pack. So Google is now testing showing services or justifications which defines as the additional labels in the local pack results. Before we saw website mentions here as well as other items, but now Google is testing with showing services. So this means that when a user searches for an item like coffee shops near me, they will be able to see how many services are being offered at this establishment and if there's anything special about them from reviews or posts by users. So here on the right, we marked in yellow provides, for example, family law attorney, provides child custody. So we will start to see this more and more. Next part is I want to talk a little bit about the Google Maps news. So in the coming weeks, you'll see more relevant places when you open your map, according to Google. So it will show you coffee shops on weekday mornings, dinners in restaurants in the evening, and tourist attractions when you're traveling. So how will this be influencing the local SEO? This will be quite a new parameter because this means that Google will show now results based on your behavior activity, which we will handle in the upcoming video. So how would we rank, like if they just show breakfast places in the morning or lunch places in the afternoon or dinners in the night? How will affect this, for example, the restaurant niche on being found on Google Maps? We don't know yet, but we will see in the next coming weeks, and when we find out, we will make a new video about that. So the next part we're going to talk about is Google My Business popular menu items. Google is rolling out a new highlight tag that reveals which items from the menu are trending, creating instant highlights. As you can already order food and process payments directly through the Google My Business dashboard, Google is easily able to see what people love, creating an instant way for them to recognize popular dishes on the GMB menus as well. So here on the right you can see Mickey's Like It Ice Cream, and on the left, the bottom, you see the popular items. So Probably this gets detected if it's ordered to one of the Google payment systems, that they can detect that the cream cheese ice cream and the strawberry ice cream waffle are the most popular items. Google is leveraging trending information to track the full journey of users. So the new attributes slash highlight has been running across several Google My Business listings, indicating if a specific place is experiencing an influx in popularity and trendiness. So how can Google associate such information? This is possible since popular times are already being used by Google to understand how many people are at a certain location at a given period of time. This means that Google Maps will be able to make more accurate suggestions for places you might like to visit based on your preferences and choices of others in your area. With the integration of Google Maps and restaurants ordering services, a new way for people to order food has been created. Now when users search up their favorite restaurants on the Google My Business listings, they can see what menu items are popular or highly recommended by locals in that area. So Google Maps is now able to provide its customers with an interactive experience like never before. Not only will it help them find businesses nearby, but also allow them to choose from different menus depending on location preferences as well as specific preferences based on popularity among local customers, all without leaving the map interface. So here we can see an example from Granny's Ice Cream. We can see on here on the details it's trending and they have great desserts. So what kind of service options have they here? The next thing we're going to talk about is the Google My Business properties linked to the malls update. So once you have landed on the main Google My Business of a mall, there is no need to leave anymore. The landing page for malls in general is a bustling space of so many stores, but you can now explore more if the mall has other registered activities. When it comes to navigation, Google is always trying new ways of keeping their customers on the site. The latest strategy is making sure that when a user navigates away from the page, they are taken back to where they were last at. This encourages people not to just stay within Google's interface, but also keep them focused and engaged with what content is out there for them. Google has affirmed its commitment in empowering the navigation experience by implementing features such as Back To, which keeps you close to your original destination if you're ever given an option during the browsing. How's that look? Here in the video here we see a little example. Here in the directory we can search for places within the mall, health and beauty for example. And you can just browse all the items or all the stores that are available without leaving the website. The last part we're going to talk about is the Google My Business short name update. So Google has announced they will no longer will be allowing any editing of short names. They have also stated that existing URLs and short names will still work for now. So if you were planning on creating short name URLs, forget it, they will not allow it anymore. But if you still have one, they will keep intact. Thank you for watching. If you liked the video, please subscribe if you didn't do that yet, or like the video, and we hope to see you next time. See ya.